Hello, students, and welcome to my second episode. My name is Sam O'Neill. I'm a literature professor from Sydney University. I have guests joining me today. One is the director from the documentary Forbidden Lies, Anna Brewinski. Hello, Anna. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. I just can't believe I'm here with you and our other wonderful professor.
Oh, yes, John Baxter, an expert in Shakespeare literature coming all the way from Dalhousie University. And how are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. Long drive, though.
Right, let's get into it. First off, we'll be talking about how enduring values are represented in Othello. Some main values are honesty and deceit. When I first read the play, from what I can gather, Iago is a deceitful person. What would you say about that, John?
Yes, he is. At the beginning of the play with Roderigo, they wake up Desdemona's father, Brabantio, to tell him that his daughter isn't home. To serve some trouble for Othello, Iago says, "Even now, very now, an old black ram is topping your white ewe." He is trying to create problems with Othello and Brabantio. Another example is when Iago has given Othello little hints that Desdemona is having an affair with Cassio because she keeps asking Othello about his job. Knowing Iago, he now takes advantage of this and says to Othello, "Do not encave yourself and mark the fleers, the jibes, and notable scorns that dwell in every region of his face, for I will make him tell the tale anew, where, how oft, how long ago, and when he hath, and is again to cope your wife, I say, but mark his gesture."
May I just interrupt? What are you saying to gain trust for Othello to think he is an honest man? He's being very deceitful because he's going to get something out of it. The advantage that he is going to get is for Othello to then be foolish, to commit murder, or at least plan it. And Iago had said right at the beginning of the play, "Though I do hate as I do well pains, yet for necessity for present life, I must show out a flag and sign of love, which is indeed but sign." When Iago says this, it is his intentions were to gain Othello's trust, even though he hates him. He's just got to show signs of loyalty, even though it's just an act.
Yes, that is exactly right, and that same thing that Norma Corey is going to get an advantage as well with her book.
Just before you go any further, Anna, to let our listeners know, the Forbidden Lies documentary is about a woman who writes a book called Forbidden Love and publishes it as a non-fiction when in fact it is fiction.
Yes, and one thing that makes Norma a deceitful person is shown in the textual forms of a documentary, when one of the experts talks about publishing her book. They say that her intention was for the people to feel more obliged to buy it because it's a true story. The experts discuss that Norma was not honest about the book. There were false accusations about Jordan, such as the book saying the Jordan River flows down to Amman when it does not. There is being unisex hair salons when there was never one, and the country's border, Jordan, are Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Israel, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and Kuwait. When actually Lebanon and Kuwait do not border Jordan. If she chose to be honest and publish it as well as a fictional story instead, people may not want to buy it because there would be fair few stories out there that would be similar or the same.
Honesty is one of the other values that I have noticed in both Forbidden Lies and Othello, is that they both have honesty. In Forbidden Lies, it can be shown through the narrative and dialogue. In the narrative, they have all experts such as Runner, Huency, a female journalist working for the Jordan Times. She's an expert in the honour killings in Jordan, and to her, this crime about Dahlia, the victim of the honour killing, did not happen. But Desdemona is a very honest woman. This can be shown through the dialogue in Othello when Desdemona says, "His unkindness may defeat my life, but never taint my love." The quote indicates that no matter how unkind he is to her, she will always love him. She was honest to Iago and Emilia about her love for him.
Desdemona is one of the most important characters in the play when it comes to honesty, and when Othello and Desdemona are first introduced, she tells her father the truth. "That I did love the more to live with him, my downright violence and storm of fortunes may trumpet to the world. My heart's subdued even to the quality of my lord." Othello has always said that Desdemona is an honest wife and faithful to him. It is only when he starts to doubt her love towards him that she is then not so honest. Just like when Othello asks Desdemona about the handkerchief and if she still has it, she doesn't exactly lie but misleads him, saying that she will go find it and bring it to him if he does not believe her that she has it.
Honesty is represented in the experts and interviews in the documentary. Another is also the Australian woman Norma manipulated. The Australian woman, Rachel Richardson, was an innocent, kind person who helped Norma when she was in need. Norma, not having a bone of honesty in her, took her money and took advantage of her. Rachel was in a vulnerable place due to her stepson committing murder. When they interviewed Jordan, National Committee of Women, what portrayed the honesty of them is that they were in a church background so that it would indicate the honesty and truth from what they're saying.
It looks like that's all we've got time for. Thank you, Anna and John, for coming all this way. And goodbye, students.